Hello, what are you doing? Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Monday, the 10th of November, 2014. And it's about 11:45 in the AM. And I am just sorting out some kitcheny duties. I'm doing that dishwasher thing again, Raj. And then I'm about to make some lunch for me and my boy. I'm still undecided. The jury is still out on what that luncheon shall be. I have yet to decide. I'm possibly leaning towards ham and cheese toasties, perhaps. That sounds quite a good one. And I don't mean toasties done in one of them horrible Breville things. I mean toasties, just a sandwich toasted in a griddle pan. So it gets all lovely lines across it, and then all toasted nice and evenly, without the crusty bits tasting like cardboard and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I used to have one of those sandwich maker things, and you know what? I just find they get in so much mess. All the cheese kind of oozes out and runs all over down the back, and you spend more time cleaning the blooming thing. And really, you know where it kind of seals the edges and all that? It usually just tastes like blinking cardboard. And I probably only used it half a dozen times. I much prefer getting my cast iron griddle pan and just get that really nice and hot, and then just drop the sandwiches straight on the griddle pan. Just give them a bit of a press down with a fish slice. Whoa! Perfectly lines across them, and you can cook it to exactly how you want it, so that it's just oozy, cheesy and sandwichiness and loveliness inside. Trust me, try it. You don't need a griddle pan. Do it in a proper frying pan. Just don't use those silly Breville things. They're a waste of time and money. Who was I listening to talking about gadgets? Melanie Akpotu. Yes, saying about having loads of gadgets and stuff and whether they're actually usable, and half the time they just end up getting mucky and stuff. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't have any at all. I mean, I have a microwave, but I hate my microwave. We've had this discussion before. Yes, which sparked Claire to do the fudge recipe, which I was really excited about, then realised my microwave is broken because I hate it that much. I won't even bother replacing it because it's got a broken turntable. And I think trying to make fudge in a microwave that doesn't twiddle is probably not a safe bet. So I've never actually got around to that, which is a shame, because I will like to try one day. But yes, all these gadgety things, you know, like waffle machines and soup makers and things like that. I just don't see the point in them. I've got a frying pan. I've got pans. I've got a hob. I've got a spoon. I can stir. I don't know. They all sound good. I mean, even bread makers. I've had some lovely bread that's come out of a bread maker, but it can't beat making your own. I don't know. It's not difficult to do, and it's much more satisfying than just hoying a load of things in a machine that goes woo, 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 for a few hours. Although one thing that does tempt me to get a bread maker, as much as I prefer to make it myself, the whole idea that my mother used to do it, she had one years ago, and then she used to do the thing where you could chuck all the ingredients in before you went to bed and set the timer so you would wake up in the morning to the smell of fresh baked bread and come downstairs and it will be still hot and steaming out, and you could just drop a few rashers of bacon onto it and a bit of brown sauce, and it was the most amazing bacon sandwich. So I kind of like it for that idea, but for that, it would only be for that purpose. I much prefer doing a bit of kneading and think, actually, I've made a loaf of bread for a couple of weeks. Actually, I might rectify that later on. Have I got any of that nice seeded granary flour? Ooh, I have, yeah. I've got some seeded granary flour. I might do a loaf of bread later. If not today, probably tomorrow. Anyway, that was a bit of waffle. Tell you what I am interested in getting, though, and I'm hearing lots of good things about, is a rice cooker. Now, I hate cooking rice. I love curry, and I love sort of ricey-fied food, but I am hopeless at cooking rice. Always overcook it, always turns to just mush, and I'm hopeless. I've tried all the tricks and the methods, and you know, the Jamie Oliver two builders mugs in a builder's mug, and it doesn't work. Not for me, not for Graham, because he's hopeless. So But I've heard lots of good things about these rice cookers. And when I was working as well, when I was doing the washing machines, obviously in and out lots of different people's houses. And I kind of noticed in quite a lot of Asian houses as well, you know, these rice cookers on the thing. And there was a lady I used to go to quite regularly. She had about four or five of our appliances, and so I was quite a regular visitor to her house. And I asked her one day, and I said, you know, how come you've got a rice cooker? And she said, well, why wouldn't I have? And I kind of said, well, you know, I'm not really wanting the stereotype, but. But I thought it was kind of like, you know, sort of almost genetic that you could cook rice, being from the sort of Indian subcontinent. And she said, no, not at all. She said, it is one of the most difficult things to get right, you know. And she said, honestly, loads of us have them, but we all use them. All my friends have them and stuff. And I was like, really? Okay, fair enough. And it's just one of those things that's always been on the radar to get, but I've just never got round to it. And every time I cook rice, I think, I must get a rice cooker. And then you find something else to spend the money on. I tell you what, she was one of my favourite customers. You know, she always used to cook me something when I went round there. I'd always come away with a meal. It was fantastic. She's kind of, because I kind of did her area, so it was usually me that would go. And if I was going, she'd always, she'd just sort of, when you come in, when you've got booked, just ring me when you leave for work in the morning. Let me know roughly what time you come in. And she says, I'll have a little something special waiting for you when you come. And she always did as well. Oh, God, it was beautiful. I used to almost wish some days, you know. Just like, oh. I wonder if her machine's going to break down this week. Because I could really do with some of those lush pakora she makes. Oh, yeah. And I'm just about to have a cheese and ham toasty. Suddenly it doesn't seem to nice, so it's so nice, does it? Anyway, I'm waffling, aren't I? I'm waffling. So, what do I have to say? Firstly, thank you to those of you who have offered advice and help and assistance in my quest to further myself and possibly venture into the scary and mysterious world of computer coding. I've had some really sound advice from a few different parties. So yes, thank you very much for everybody who has offered me help and assistance. I have now got a plan, a plan of action, a goal set, which is a good thing. And hopefully, I can motivate myself to see it through, because that is where I always fail. You always fail. What are you doing, you lady? So make some lunch. Yeah, okay. You just give me a minute then. I'll just make it for you and then bring you in. Otherwise, you'll have a loony fit at the table. He can't just sit at the kitchen table at the minute. He's a blooming nightmare. He wants to just, like, run around and stuff. But then he can't run around yet because he keeps falling over. And we've got, like, ceramic tiles covering half the downstairs. And I'm terrified that he's going to fall and bang his head, you know. Anyway, so, thank you very much for all your help, everybody. And, yes, I have a plan. And the wheels are in motion to begin that process. I was hoping to go down to the library this morning and pick up a book or two, but thanks to the cutbacks, my library is only open for like 1.5 days a week now, I think, something like that. So it's definitely closed today, and it's closed on Wednesday, and I think it's only got a half day on Friday, and they possibly only pop in for a short window on Thursday, so not very good. But I might have a walk down in the morning, as long as it's not hoying it down my rain. Hoying, there's a good word for you. Hoying it down. I think that's only a northeastern word. I don't think it's used anywhere else in the country. Cool. Plan and project and exciting times ahead, possibly. I just hope that, like I say, I can motivate myself to stick through it, because that's where I've always fallen down when it's coming to kind of learning something new, but hopefully we'll be able to do something with it. Fingers crossed and all that. Fingers crossed. On the subject of motivation, I have... Ooh, that was a pretty weak segue. I've finished the painting in the hall. Well, the hall stairs landed. The HSL is now all painted in stone, mist and mulberry crush or something. Although, having said that, I have just noticed a couple of thin patches which could do with touching in here and there. You know what, I went all the way around yesterday and I'm like, can I see any thin bits, you know, where I've missed? Because I don't tend to do like two full coats, you know. What I tend to do is one heavy coat and that seems to be enough. And then I kind of walk around with a brush or a light roller and just go around. Just, light roller? I'm not playing blinking cricket. Or a roller and just like fill in any thin bits. And I've just noticed there aren't all that. You know what? Yep. Rewind. And I've almost finished the painting. I've just got to go around with a brush or a roller and touch in some of these bald patches that I've just... Oh, my word. The more I'm... you know what? I looked. That's what it is. I looked in artificial light yesterday and now in daylight, I'm seeing loads. Oh, goodness me. Okay, that's okay. It'll only take me 10 minutes. Literally, it's just a brush and a bit of paint. It'll take me 10 minutes to walk around and touch it all in. It's not a problem. But just when you think, but you know, I've got it. She's on at me. Came home. Yeah, she said yesterday. Now she goes. So you know, I don't like want to sort of light the blue touch paper. She said, but when are you starting the kitchen? Next week, darling. Can I have a weekend off, please? I'm actually going walking next weekend or this weekend. Coming this Saturday. Thankfully, I haven't been out in the peak for ages. It feels like yonk since I last went on a proper walk. I think the last time I had my boots on in anger for a proper walk, I mean, I've done a couple of local ones, but actually going out on a proper visit walking trip is when I went to the Malverns with Adrian at the Turbo Stream the other week. So yeah, I'm itching to get my boots on. I really want to get a wild camp in as well, but with the early nightfall, it's not that easy these days now because... it's a long time to be spending in your tent from sort of 4:30 in the evening till 5 or 6 in the morning. It's a long time to be in sort of darkness. And I don't have anybody else to be available to go with at the minute either. So I'm kind of like, you know, I don't the thought of spending over 12 hours in a dark tent on me jack, it just doesn't really hold much fun, you know. It's not really that appealing without anybody to talk to, if you know what I mean. I don't mind on an overnight and when it's like summertime, you know, and I'm like out walking around and doing stuff to sort of 9-10 o'clock and up again at 4:30 for the dawn break. And I don't mind that. That's not so bad on me own. But yeah, winter camping, 12 hours of darkness is not much fun when you're on your jack. So yeah, but hopefully we'll get something in soon. Waiting for the snow to come and then we have plans afoot. Yes, I was hoping to get away somewhere this weekend, but sadly that's not going to happen for various reasons. So it's going to have to just be a day walk in the Peak District with my photo group. Not that sounds awful, because it's always a good day out. And I'm visiting some places that I've never been before. Going to Shining Tor and the Goyt Valley. There you go, there's one for you. And if you would like more information about Shining Tor and the Goyt Valley, check out Dean Reed's YouTube channel at youtube.com/DeanReed, or check out his website at deanreed.net, or his alternative website at peakroots.com. And if you like what you see there, why not Google TGO Blogger Awards 2004, TGO Awards 2014, where Dean Reed, our Audio Boost very own Dean Reed, has been nominated for Outdoor Blogger of the Year. You could give him a vote. You could just vote and say that Dean is awesome and he deserves to win an award from other outdoorsy-fied people. shameless plug. But yes, definitely check out Dean's channel for his walk along Shining Tor. Because it's a lovely place and I'm really, really excited about going there. I'm really looking forward to it. It's somewhere that's kind of been on my radar for a while and I'm finally going to get to go on Saturday. As long as nothing goes wrong in the meantime. So that should be awesome. That should be awesome. So there you go. There you go. All is good. All is good. So I'm not going to waffle on to you for too much longer. I didn't really know what I was going to say. I guess this sort of picking the mic up and talking thing's working again. But it's probably a bit waffly and rambly. I do apologise, but hey, it's Monday morning. I've got an excuse, because it's Monday, and I was up till really late this morning playing Diablo 3. Ooh, got my character to level 70 last night, my first character to 70. Woohoo! Achievement unlocked. Pating. oh, it's such a good game. such a good game. It now gets serious. At level 70, it now gets serious because you're now doing all of these extra challenges and stuff and getting this really, really awesome gear that you've got to kind of, you know, search for and craft and hunt out and stuff to make your character super, uber awesome so that you can take on all the evil baddie bosses in harder and harder and harder, harder and harder levels that just make it even more rewarding than it's... than it is in the first place. But yeah, that's really cool, really good stuff, really good stuff. Anyway, right, I'm gonna disappear and I'm gonna go and make our toasties and have some yummy hammy cheesiness, and I'll probably chuck quite a lot of hot pepper sauce on there. Incidentally, there are no photographs going up with my audio booze at the minute. I don't know why this is happening, because I can no longer upload through Gmail because Boomail doesn't seem to be working, or Gmail doesn't seem to be working, I think. I think that might be down to file size or something like that. But if I try and upload through the website, excuse me, hiccups again, from my phone, when I go into the Audioboo website, I have to fill that horrible blue box up and nurse the web browser page to be on. I know I'm whinging again, but this is shocking. I shouldn't have to do this. I have to nurse the blue box filling up, keep the web browser web page open, and then I'll get the audio uploaded, get that box filled, and as soon as I try and put a photograph in, I get a message saying, sorry, the previous action could not be completed because of lack of memory. And then it deletes the audio as well, so I have to re-upload the audio, and it doesn't matter what I do, if I try and add a photo as well as the audio, that's what happens. I just get apparently I get told that I can't carry out the task because of low memory. I really don't know what that means. I don't understand. Maybe this is why I need to learn about programming apps. Although it's not, it's a website, isn't it? It's a mobile website. But yes, I don't understand, because I'm not full of memory in my on my internal storage. My SD card storage isn't full. Yes, SD card storage. iOS users, SD card, extra storage. It's fun. sorry, couldn't resist. But I don't know. Is it RAM? Is it RAM on my phone that's not manly enough for it? I don't know. I've managed to do it a couple of times, but no, apparently there's not enough memory, which I find really bizarre. So no, there aren't any photographs going up with my audio booth, so I do apologise for that. You'll just have the generic image of the black cat holding a magpie in its mouth. Yes. There's a bit of a cryptic message there. It's not a cryptic message. There's a bit of an underlying message which will be apparent and understandable to those who need to understand it. If that makes any sense. It will mean something to some people. And if you want to know what it means, I might just tell you all one day, for those who don't know. Anyway, right, I'm going to catch you all later, because I need to get some lunch. I'm feeling hungry now. And my little boy is looking at me saying, lunch, daddy. Please. So I better go and do that and keep the boy happy, and then I will do some more housey chores and perhaps walk around my hall with a paintbrush touching in baldy bits of paint that I thought I had already touched in. Harumph. Right, I'm off. Thanks for listening to me, guys. I much appreciate it, and I will speak to you all again very, very soon. Take care. Bye bye.